It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City on the boards. And thank you to you, yeah, you, for listening all over North America. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody listening in on a smart speaker. All you got to do, ask the speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. This show gets started every single weeknight, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific for all my folks in the afternoon time on the West Coast. We got a lot to do. I've been hanging out for an hour already, if you couldn't tell. Thank you so much to the little general, former NBA player, current analyst on CBS Sports, former NBA champion. Thank you so much to Avery Johnson for coming through and lending us his perspective as Doc Rivers was hired officially today as head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. It took less than 24 hours from Adrian Griffin's firing before this man was, I don't want to say given or handed the job, but Doc Rivers is the new boss. He's the new head man in charge for the Milwaukee Bucks. And so after firing two coaches in less than a year, what you going to do, fire Doc Rivers? No, you got to pay three coaches. And I guess Giannis Antetokounmpo, he'll bail and he will quit if things don't go his way. Let's just see what happens. That story has to bear some fruit. Let's see what happens with the rest of the Bucks season. Meanwhile, Doc Rivers isn't the only big hiring for today. It was only minutes ago that it was officially reported Jim Harbaugh is the new head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. This man has gone from playing with the Chargers to pretty much end his career. And now he's going to be leading Justin Herbert and hopefully that squad. I don't even want to say to a championship. Maybe he can lead the Chargers to actually being a relevant football team. Because when I think about the Chargers, I think about a team that's good, but just isn't good enough. When I think about the Chargers historically, and let me say just over the past, I don't know, 10 to 20 years, they've always been good most of the times, but not good enough. There's always been a Tom Brady standing in their way. There's always been a Peyton Manning standing in their way. And so it doesn't matter if you had Phillip Rivers out there or if you had one that got away, you didn't believe in his arm or his strength or his after his surgery, you didn't believe in Drew Brees. He's one that got away. The Chargers have been good enough to be good, but not good enough to win anything. And so after going from, you know, Anthony Lynn and then moving on to Brandon Staley, to now have Jim Harbaugh as their head coach, there's an expectation here from the Spanos family, the family that infights and sues each other and can't get along to save their lives. There's an expectation that Harbaugh just flips them around, takes them from being a laughingstock, takes them from blowing leads against the Jacksonville Jaguars into a decent team in the postseason. There's an expectation that Harbaugh can do with this team what he did at Michigan. Let's remember this. Things weren't all so easy. Things certainly didn't start easy for Jim Harbaugh in Michigan. People looked at this man and said, dude, when the hell are you going to go out there and beat Ohio State? When are you actually going to, I don't know, help us win a championship? Forget a championship. When are you going to help us go out here and win like a Big Ten championship? When are we going to get some results here? And so after having his salary cut at Michigan, after having to earn his incentives and earn a new contract and earn and win a championship, Harbaugh leaves. He's gone from Michigan. And what's going to be next? I mean, I guess we can all assume that Sharon Moore is going to go ahead and take over. I'm sure that Ward Manuel will do his due diligence in figuring out who is best to lead this team with Jim Harbaugh now leaving for greener pastures. But how can any of us be surprised? You know, I said this in the last break. If you think about Harbaugh's tenure and his time at Michigan, he has had no problem, zero problem, going for interviews in the NFL, teasing a return to the NFL. At the end of his time with Michigan after winning the national championship, when asked about a potential return to the league, Harbaugh basically said, "Can I enjoy this for now?" He never said no. We know about his hiring of an agent who worked for someone in the NFL. How about Tom Brady's agent, Don Yee? This is someone who he hired. He gave every indication that he was not going to stick around at Michigan. And in the final shoe to drop, and I think it's pretty apparent and should be clear to anybody with two brain cells, he doesn't want to be punished anymore. It's been reported that Michigan was prepared to offer Jim Harbaugh so much money that he was going to be the highest paid head coach in all of college. But is that enough? If he can be stripped of the job, if he can be suspended again, if he could be just losing money, what's the point? You won one national championship. Go out there and get the other one. The other championship that matters is it's the Super Bowl. And so after being suspended the first three games of the season, after being suspended the final three games of the season, knowing that he just won a national championship, why not go out on top? Why not leave? What the hell else is there for him to do at Michigan? I don't know. Hey, Ryan, a question for you. What else was there for him to accomplish?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Zero. Zilch. He wins a national championship at Michigan. We're just going to win another one? Oh, yeah, that's nice, right? So what is he going to eventually try to catch up to Nick Saban? Oh, yeah, that's nice, right? Sure. Ain't nobody trying to stick around that long. The fact of the matter is, the risk versus the reward was no longer there for Jim Harbaugh. He could stick around at college, be the highest paid coach, not even have a full protection that he won't be suspended, won't be fired, or won't lose money. What good is it that, oh my God, you're going to give me all this cash, and then I got to think about whether or not I'm going to be sanctioned out of the job, whether or not I'm going to lose scholarships? That's my option. Or I could go to the league. I can go to the NFL. I can try to go out there and get what my brother has, what my brother beat me for in the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Is a championship in the league. You don't think that deep down inside that Jim doesn't want what his brother took from him? That he also doesn't want a Vince Lombardi? You know, I've said this, and I've talked about this with Michigan alums. It's like, hey, do you think at some point in time over the next few years that they're going to take that title away from Michigan? I've had a Michigan alum tell me, no, NCAA doesn't want that fight. Nobody wants to fight that fight. The Big Ten doesn't want to fight that fight. And I'm just like, don't be so sure. This is big news. There's going to be a lot of football implications. The running back, Austin Ekeler, you think about some of the defenders and Bosa, and I think about Justin Herbert. How is that offense going to change for a head coach who typically wants to run the ball, command the line of scrimmage, eat the clock, and I don't want to just say play safe, but play dirty. The Chargers, oh, they played dirty. Not the right way. They played loose, like giving up leads loose, giving up opportunities loose. I can imagine that's going to change for the Chargers in the AFC West. I told you this news, Jim Harbaugh being hired by the Chargers. It broke right before the hour. You know what? Let's take a listen. This is on the NFL Network. Mike Garofalo coming through with the news.
And Jim Harbaugh has flirted with a return to the NFL the last couple of years. This one felt different because it was mission accomplished back at his alma mater to win the national championship. There were multiple jobs that he was checking out. It wasn't just like, what was it, last year when he had the interview, or 2 years ago when he had the interview with the Minnesota Vikings, and it was like, that may be like the right situation. He was pretty much all in on returning to the NFL if he found the right spot, and this one proved to be the right spot. It is a area that he's familiar with, that he played in, that he coached in. He coached down there in San Diego. I'm told he still has a place down there. So Jim Harbaugh returning to the NFL, back to California. He was with the San Francisco 49ers, took them to the postseason. Here you see him the other night returning the favor from his brother John, being with him on the sideline for the national championship game. He showed up for this game for the Baltimore Ravens. And now you got both Harbaugh brothers back in the NFL, this time in the same conference. So we may see them face off a little bit more than we saw the first time around. Jim and John Harbaugh back in the NFL together. Ian, I'm told the conversation within the last day or so was about staffing, the final pieces, to make sure everything fit, to make sure that there was going to be enough money to pay the assistants. He may take some of the guys that were with him in Michigan, as well as maybe some familiar faces that he had during his previous time in the NFL, and then maybe even some fresh faces. But they're going to start putting that together along with the general manager hire.
Must be nice, right? Must be nice to get a second chance, a second opportunity. The man, he wanted power. He wanted some influence when he was with the 49ers. He no longer has that. He goes to college. He takes some 9 years, wins a national championship, and boom, back in the NFL. And with an opportunity to get what his brother has, and that's to win a Super Bowl. Ironically, his brother is the one who won the Super Bowl over him. There's a lot of questions that we're going to ask over the next several days. There's a lot of questions that we're going to ask over the next several months. How is this roster going to be constructed? That's in the short term. And then in the long term, how does this Chargers team, with Jim Harbaugh leading the way, how do they hang in there with some guy named Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs? That's the biggest question. The Kansas City Chiefs have looked like they were just going to flat run this division for the next several years. I mean, even in the transition from Alex Smith over here to Patrick Mahomes, the Kansas City Chiefs have decided to own things. Six consecutive appearances in the AFC Championship game. The Raiders? Oh, they just added their own coach, Antonio Pierce. Hey, man, you're the full-time man in charge. The Denver Broncos, they added their own successful head coach in Sean Payton, and it looks like they're ready to give Russell Wilson the boot. You know, what their quarterback situation looks like, we have no idea. There are two teams here in the AFC West who have big-time quarterbacks. One is Patrick Mahomes, who if he quit tomorrow would go into the Hall of Fame. And the other one is a guy just trying to get his footing. And he's also one of the most talented and highest paid quarterbacks. His name is Justin Herbert. The Chargers really have a legitimate chance to play ball now with Jim Harbaugh. I am not mad at the hire. I thought that this would go, or this job would go to Bill Belichick, and that Harbaugh would ultimately end up with the Raiders. But that's not the case. Bill Belichick is still free to roam and do whatever he wants. He hasn't gotten all that much attention, if you really think about it, for the jobs that are available. I guess it might be a Falcons or bust for Bill Belichick, but it doesn't even appear that the Atlanta Falcons are all in on him. And so the coaching carousel continues to turn. Antonio Pierce, he sticks around as head coach of the Raiders. We know Brian Callahan, he moves on as offensive coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals. He now goes to the Tennessee Titans. Bill Belichick is floating around. We have so many questions that have been answered and so many more. I'm not mad at the hire of Jim Harbaugh. He's a much more accomplished coach than the Anthony Lynns and the Brandon Staley's of the world. I think this is a good move. In Michigan, Sharon Moore, I know he is, let's just say he's probably very excited about what may await him as the likeliest next head coach of the Michigan Wolverines. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jim Harbaugh is leaving Michigan. He has accepted the head coaching job with the Los Angeles Chargers. Do you think this is a good move? I like it, because let's be real. How much worse could the Chargers have gotten? Jim Harbaugh is an improvement. I'm going to take your phone calls on the other side of the break. I want to allow you to, well, we'll discuss Brian Callahan and his new job with the Titans. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A major coaching change in the NBA today. A major coaching change in the NFL today. Doc Rivers, the new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, and Jim Harbaugh, he is officially leaving Michigan to become the next head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When it comes down to Jim Harbaugh, I got no problem with the hire. I thought that either Bill Belichick or Harbaugh would take the job. I thought that Bill Belichick was more ripe for the picking. And Jim Harbaugh, I expected him to go to the Raiders, but that is not the case. Bill Belichick has had two meetings with the Atlanta Falcons. We haven't heard about Bill Belichick meeting anyone else. The Falcons are interviewing everyone and their mother. I feel like they've asked everybody for an interview except for me at this point. Let's get to the phone lines. It's 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. We got Mike. He's calling from Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Thank you for taking my call, brother. Long-time caller. First time I'm talking to you. My boy Hickey knows me. First and foremost, Michigan is still a joke. It took money from Tom Brady and cheating to a level we've never seen before for him to have any success. He had no success before the last three seasons, which they got caught cheating. He cheated to get the players. He cheated with the players on the field. And no one, we're just over it already. So this is a joke. Michigan is a joke. They have been a joke. They're going to go back to being a joke. They don't have enough money to continue to pay the NCAA to allow them to have success. And what's funny is that we're going to spend some money. Everyone's complaining about the NIL and stuff. Well,
Mike, to be clear for everyone who's not aware, when you say we, I assume you're referring potentially to the Longhorns?
We refers to THE in all caps, the Ohio State University.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, you got to, Mike, you got to make that clear. You calling from Texas, so you didn't say nothing about Ohio State, but go ahead.
No, you're right, and I forget because my boy Hickey knows, and I'm used to talking to the other host, or they switch the times, whatever. It's been a while, so I forget you're not up to speed. It's Buckeyes all day. It's funny to me how literally the NCAA, the whole sports world, wants to sweep under the rug what they did, and literally what they did is the only reason they have any relevance whatsoever. They're going to go back to being irrelevant, which is, so Harbaugh accomplished nothing. If you cheated and had to pay for it, it doesn't count.
Well, Mike, let me help you out here.
The guy to be on the side.
Hold on, Mike. Why are you talking over me for? Slow down.
Go ahead, man.
Thank you. Thank you for taking a deep breath. Sheesh. Now you make me want to take a breath. Nothing has been swept under the rug. People have talked about the indiscretions of Michigan for the past year. Okay, Jim Harbaugh missed three games at the beginning of the season, whether self-imposed or not. He was gone the first three games. There was a big hubbub at the end of the season about the sign stealing, and when they found out he was suspended, and oh my God, we flew there, we got off the plane, suspended. So to say that all of this has been swept under the rug, I think is a gross exaggeration, because this has probably been the biggest story in college football over the past several months. It's all been about Michigan and Jim Harbaugh. Now, what I will say is, to sweep this under the rug, if we have to think about the current system of college football or college athletics in any capacity, when it comes down to levying out any punishment, it takes forever. I don't think this is a matter of overlooking anything that has taken place at Michigan. I think this is just a matter of politics. And I think this is one of the reasons that Jim Harbaugh has decided to bail. I said this in the last break. There could be a potential punishment coming on down the line. I personally would not be shocked if they woke up in 2 or 3 years from now and said, oh, man, we are going to take away the championship, or we're going to punish the university, or they take away scholarships. This is how the NCAA operates. So I think if you want to be patient, then you might see a punishment. But for right now, this is what it is.
Well, and that's why he left. He literally told Michigan, hey, I'm not coming back unless you give me immunity.
Yeah, we know, Mike. So what do you want done today? Because the answer is nothing's going to be done today.
Oh, correct. The NCAA takes forever, and that's just further proof that it's rigged. And if you have the biggest money at the time of that you're sitting at the table, you get to decide the narrative. I don't want anything. I just call to voice my opinion. And for anyone who else who's listening who's a Michigan fan or who isn't a Michigan fan, it doesn't count. It didn't count. You're still irrelevant. You're going to be irrelevant. Okay. You couldn't even get players on your own. You had to cheat to get players. Then you cheated with the players. It's just, yeah, you're right, man. NCAA takes forever. I'm aware of that. It is not being, I mean, I don't know who you watching. I'm watching ESPN. I'm watching CBS. I'm watching anyone with a podcast. All they're talking about is Harbaugh's greatness. They're not talking about, well, we actually have to remember that this is probably not going to count. And again,
now,
that's not
Mike,
you're the one doing
listen,
it, but.
Listen, Mike, I appreciate the vent session. I got no problem with you venting. Me personally, I pay attention and watch everything because I get paid to talk. So I kind of keep up with everything probably more than I should. And it depends on the day of the week. The man was just hired for the job. OK, the biggest story right now surrounding Jim Harbaugh isn't so much maybe from your perspective of still being upset at what took place with Ohio State and Michigan winning and you feeling that the championship is invalid. Maybe that's at the forefront of your brain. But the biggest story right now today is that Jim Harbaugh left Michigan and was hired by the Chargers. There has been time, enough time, where people have talked about the punishment. People talked about potential punishment coming. People have talked about whether or not this is going to be a valid title. You know, I know you said that you just kind of flipped over and I'm here. I've been here for 4 years. I've been in this spot now for 3 weeks, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And I certainly have taken time, especially when he won the championship, to talk about how valid it is or will not be. And so just to give you a heads up, if you want something a little bit more current, something that makes a little bit more sense, you can tune in to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I got no problem if people want to vent, but the reality is that's not the biggest story today. It's not. If you wanted to make that a story when they were cheating, go for it. If that wanted to be, or if you needed it to be a story after they won the national championship, go for it. We certainly heard it. But when you have to wait 2 years and 3 years and 4 years for it to be a story, I mean, what are we going to do? Sit around on a Sunday afternoon when the Chargers are taking on the Chiefs and we're supposed to go, hey, that's the cheating ass guy. Hey, that's the guy that helped Michigan win its first title since 1997 and he cheated to win it. And yeah, he's trying to stop Patrick Mahomes on the defense right now. But they should take his title away. That's not the story. Nobody's going to talk about it until something else pops up. The story is that Harbaugh is the Chargers coach. The next biggest story is going to be who the hell replaces him. I'm sure it will be Sharon Moore. And then the story will be, and if you're an Ohio State fan, you can appreciate this, is that, yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a hard knock life for Michigan, A, to repeat. I think that was going to be difficult in the first damn place. But now you got to think about continuity of the program. You know, how is Michigan going to go about recruiting? And, you know, what happens to some of the recruits that they already have in? You don't think everybody was sitting around waiting to see what Harbaugh was going to do? They've maxed out. He won them a championship, and he's moved on. It's simple as that. Hey, and a big shout-out to all of my friends over in Columbus. When I've been to Ohio State, oh, they treated me very nice. They gave me a tour of that the stadium with the band and the horseshoe and all of that. Great old time, Ohio State. Excellent, excellent sports media and journalism program. Hey, Hickey, have you been out there to Columbus?
No, sir, I've not been.
Oh, okay. Well, outside of Ohio State, you ain't missing too much, so don't worry about it, okay?
Yeah, it's not on the top of the list in terms of Big Ten schools I like to see, I'll say.
Oh, well, damn. Well, you want to elaborate? You went to Penn State, right?
That's right. That's right. I can't say firsthand, but I've heard not great stories about Ohio State fans and how they, let's say, treat and or welcome opposing fans.
Oh, no. Tell the story. Tell us. We like stories. It's the radio.
Well, just... Now, my one of my friends went a few years ago, and he may himself have, you know, I don't say overindulged, but was having a good time.
You had a couple of drinks. Go ahead.
And yes. Ely's claims, again, I was not there to corroborate, but Ely's claims that there was a lot of nasty stuff and aggression, we'll say, shown towards him as a non-Ohio State fan, as a Penn State fan, that was... maybe past the norm of just like, you know, an opposing fan going to an away game, we'll say.
Oh, wow.
So not exactly banging down the door to sprint to Columbus, Ohio, to be watching my Nittany Lions take on the Buckeyes in the Shoe.
Man, I just talked about how the students and everybody treated me so nice, and your friend had the opposite experience.
Well, you're a nice guy. No one's going to be mean to you. Maybe if you put a Penn State shirt on or a Michigan shirt on, I would bet maybe your experience would be a little bit more different.
Oh, 100%. Nobody yells at me. If I wear a JR Sport Brief shirt, nobody yells at me. Nobody cares.
Smart. Smart by you.
People ask me, hey, where can I buy it? And I say, just give me some time to get the store together. Hey, different experiences, man. I've never been out to, what is it, Happy Valley?
Happy Valley State College. Come on, JR. What are we waiting for?
I got a cousin who's at the school right now, too.
Perfect excuse.
I still haven't been.
Maybe next fall we'll do a remote live from there.
Now the neighborhood, is this the city? What is the city called?
State College.
And why the hell they call it Happy Valley?
Because everyone's happy there. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's in the mountains. But everyone loves it. Some people have called it a cult, which I will disagree with. But everyone that goes there loves it.
Okay.
And right. I think if you go there yourself as a neutral observer, I think you'd come away saying, wow, you know what? Great time. Nice people. Great, great university. Hopefully, you know, if they play well this year, you know, maybe we'll be talking about them in a positive way anyway. But, you know, overall, I think you'd appreciate it.
So being called Happy Valley has nothing to do with, like, Joe Paterno, right? Nothing?
I mean, it was coined while he was there. He was also there for a long
ever.
Time. But there's no... direct correlation between the two.
Okay. Just making sure. You know, I hear
the
Happy
Valley. The statue is down. You know, there's not much still ceremonies, we'll say, for him.
Yeah, look. You talk about being there forever. That he certainly was. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The phone lines are still open if you have any thoughts. And we already got some aggressive thoughts on Mr. Jim Harbaugh. Phone lines open if you want to give us a holler. I do want us to talk about the new head coach, not as exciting, right, of the Tennessee Titans. His name is Brian Callahan. We'll talk about that. I got a top six list coming your way at the top of the hour. 855-212-4CBS. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Jim Harbaugh, new head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. Michigan will be looking for a new head coach, likely Sharon Moore. We got callers hitting me up from Texas who root for Ohio State. said that Jim Harbaugh is a cheater, a loser. Michigan is a bunch of no good nothings. And I'm just like, damn. Give him a break. Relax. We got enough time. We've talked about the cheating, okay? Can't talk about the cheating every day. Just wait for a punishment to come. And by the way, if a punishment comes, he won't be there. He's going to be gone. We don't have the full details on Jim Harbaugh's contract, but it has been reported that he has himself a 5-year deal to be the new head coach of the Chargers. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. At the top of the hour, you know, we have a top six list dedicated, or at least inspired by, someone else who got a job today, and that happens to be Doc Rivers, former ESPN broadcaster, new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. We're going to talk about some of my favorite broadcasters. We're going to talk more NFL. We got a lot to do here on CBS Sports Radio. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to Jared. He's from Michigan. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's not a fan of Ohio State. Hey, Jared, you're on CBS Sports Radio. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on. Love the show. I'm just making a few points to those who heard of the comments from Mike in Texas. Just wanted to say, you know, the Ohio State head coach, Ryan Day, despite all the success he's had in the regular season and in the postseason, has won, you know, zero games against Michigan.
Oh.
Our offensive, or maybe it's one game, our offensive coordinator by himself, without our head coach. With our head coach on the third game of a 3-game suspension, beat Ohio State. Moore.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Do I got to play referee, Jared? Do I got to be referee between Ohio State and Michigan? Is that now my job? I got to be referee?
No, I don't think you want to take that role upon yourself.
Okay, anything else?
Just want to say, as a Michigan fan, I want to know how fast Michigan can hire Sharon Moore to be the next head coach.
Well,
I don't want to see.
Go ahead.
I've heard of Brian Kelly's name be put out there. I personally don't want to see him. His performance was okay at Notre Dame and okay at LSU. Michigan is a program that is better than okay and has been so for a long time.
Yeah, I think I've seen that about the Brian Kelly, and those are one of the rumors. That happens to be one of the rumors that I look at and I just kind of roll my eyes at. I mean, just and I get it. College coaches, and I'm not trying to put Brian Kelly in that space. College coaches, and this might be the wrong word, but what do I care? A lot of them are slimy. Like, historically, they see a job opening, they see an opportunity, they go out there and take it. It doesn't matter what they just told a college student, a college athlete, a student athlete. It doesn't matter what they told their families. When they see dollar signs, they move, they leave. I don't think it's any type of coincidence that if we have to think about college sports in whole, whether it be basketball or football, some of the most accomplished names have pretty much decided, I don't want to do this anymore. Whether it happens to be Coach K or Nick Saban, it just runs the gamut of coaches now saying, I'm gone. But I'll say this. In a normal world, would it be a little shocking to see Brian Kelly say, I'm out to LSU after 2 seasons? Most times not, but for what you just said, maybe for another team, but to leave LSU, which historically can build itself up into being a powerhouse in the SEC. I don't care what additional teams are going to be joining, a Texas or Oklahoma, Louisiana, one of the hotbeds of college football, of football here in this country. It's like, why do I want the stress of leaving LSU, where people have already made fun of me of manufacturing a fake accent, just to go up to Michigan, where a lot of people already hate my guts because I came from Notre Dame? You know, it just seems like a name that people threw around. Do you think Brian Kelly's going to go to Michigan?
Personally, I don't.
Yeah, it's just rumors. It's likely Sharon Moore gets the job, or someone that we haven't even thought of or considered yet. Like you said, he had to coach the team when Harbaugh was gone, and I think he's the most natural of a transition if you want to have some continuity. So I would take that there. Do you have any parting shots for people who like Ohio State?
No. Just want to thank you again for having me on.
Oh, no doubt, Jared. Thank you so much for calling from Michigan. See, Ryan, that was easy, right? Didn't I? I tried to bring the temperature down because I could do this for the next 2 hours, the next 2 days, just to have, you know, folks from Ohio State and people from Michigan just talk crap to each other. But at least he was a little bit more relaxed than the first gentleman.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jared didn't want you to be the ref, but I am looking at you right now with those white and black stripes on. You did a great job right there diffusing the situation and making sure, well, at least one side walks away calm.
I didn't have to give anybody a technical foul. I didn't have to toss anybody out of the game. I didn't have to put on one of those ridiculous shirts. And you know what? By the way, now that you say that, in the NBA, they haven't wore stripes in forever, right?
Now, right.
They've been wearing these gray shirts, T-shirts for, I don't know, it feels like 20 years now. Or am I wrong?
No, you're right. I don't know why they got away from the stripes. I mean, baseball, you know, the umpires wear blue. I don't know if the NBA said, you know what, let's do that and be different as well, and let's go gray. But, yeah, I guess if you're going to be an NBA ref, right, you just need a gray T-shirt and you're all good.
Listen to this, and I don't know how accurate this is. AI tells me this could be wrong. This is via Google, so if it's wrong, don't get mad at me. As of February of last year, NBA referees don't wear stripes. NBA officials wear light gray shirts with black slacks and black shoes. And this is causing me to think about the last time I saw an NBA ref, you know, wear black and white. I have no idea. Hey, Ryan, we got some investigating to do, man. We got something to look into.
I don't know if AI is right. I was going to say, I feel like anytime, I don't know why this is the first guy to pop in my head, but Tim Donaghy is always like the first ref I think of. He was like, any picture see of him, he's in gray, no stripes.
He's wearing, wait, the black and white?
No, he's in gray.
The gray, see, but I think they took the stripes off of the jersey.
But even, like, I'm looking at pictures right now of him, what was that, 06, even, you know, mid-2000s, even earlier. There's no stripes on his, do you call it a jersey? Shirt? Whatever you want to call it?
I don't know.
It's
good,
just,
good question.
There are some with stripes, but other pictures of him still in the gray, no stripes.
Yeah.
Maybe we got AI there.
Maybe there was a message on his jerseys. Maybe you sent, I don't know.
Well, that could be true, right? You know, missed the free throw, cover the spread.
Yeah, he's a cheater. Absolutely. It's a hidden message.
Maybe you're
right. It's like one day he wore chunky black shoes to send it. I don't know. You know what? Sidebar. There was an interesting article I read in the New York Times this week, and it actually detailed the NBA and its teams and why they have so many ridiculous jerseys. How far ahead that we have moved on from home white and away dark, and we know this already. It's all about marketing and money and times change. But me, I don't mind a few alternates, but do you know how many times I go to a basketball game, especially here in Atlanta? I'm looking at the Hawks. Like, people are asking me why they're wearing blue jerseys, and I'm just like, I don't know. The sky is blue. The Hawks fly in the sky. Like, I can't keep up. Sometimes I look at the game on the court and I have to go, okay, which team is the Hawks? It's crazy. Do you care? Have you noticed all these stupid uniforms that they wear now?
JR, this is right up my alley. I care about uniforms probably more than 95% of people should. I love it. With that said, the NBA, I'm with you. I almost read that article. I saw the headline, never got around to it. Did they explain why they don't wear the white jerseys at home anymore, or rarely do?
I read the whole article, and maybe I didn't read it intently enough. It was really just all about change, and there's room and time for change, and this is the natural evolution, and now we put so much detail, and just because it's tradition doesn't mean it has to stay that way. There is no clear answer. It's like, you know, the team's got an option. The home team's got an option to wear white. The road team wears something different. And that was it. There was no clear cut. This is why all of a sudden we threw out white and darks for home and away? No clear answer.
Jeez. I mean, again, I love alternates. If they look good, there's a ton that are just awful, which is a whole different discussion. But especially the NBA, it's very tough on a given night. It feels like they have new jerseys every single night, and you don't know who is who just by turning it on.
Yeah, they get new jerseys. The teams get at least, I think, one or two new jerseys every season. I just...
To add on to the three or four they already have.
Yeah. Look, everybody just needs to be like the New York Yankees and the Cubs, and let's just keep it simple, okay? Be the White Sox, be the Dodgers. We don't need all this extra, but look, people are buying it, and I guess that's all that matters. I mean, even here in Atlanta, the Hawks have, like, I don't know, like, we got six different basketball courts. We got a basketball court hanging up in the lobby. That's how many courts we got. We don't even use one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, it's time for a new top six list. I'm going to tell you about my favorite announcers in sports now that Doc Rivers is gone. Well, who am I kidding? I didn't like him as an announcer. Anyway, top six on the other side. Don't move.